Welcome back to the 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show. My name is Wayne Kimmel, the managing partner of 76 Capital, the sports tech venture capital company. And on this show, I get the opportunity, and it is really a pleasure, to interview top sports entrepreneurs, athletes, and executives who are shaping and many times changing the overall sports landscape. Today, my guest is Rob Ponger. He is the CEO of Perfect Game. Perfect Game is promoting the game of baseball now and in the future by hosting the highest quality amateur events while providing meaningful opportunities and information to players, families, MLB organizations, college coaches, and fans. And they're doing a lot of really, really exciting things across the whole youth sports industry. And I'm just really excited to have Rob on the show. Rob, welcome to our 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show.
Oh, Wayne, thank you. Thank you. And great description of Perfect Game and what we're doing. And I'm honored to be on the show as a guest. Looking forward to our conversation.
Well, I'm super excited to talk, youth sports, baseball, all the things that you're doing. I mean, there's so many different pieces of Perfect Game and what it's all about. And, you walk through a Dick's and you see your Perfect, the PG hats. And I've had some people that have kids who are a little older. I'm like, see that thing? If our kids were a little younger, they'd be wearing those hats. But why don't you, share with our audience here on our 76 Capital Leadership Show, a little bit about Perfect Game and some of the exciting things that you're working on now.
No, I'd love to. So, to give you a Perfect Game, we are the leading youth baseball platform in the world. And there's a ton of showcases, tournaments that we do around the country. We have about 1.5 million annual participants that play in our events. This year in 2022, we did about 9,000 events in over 43 states. And beyond the events, beyond the showcases, we obviously have a fantastic scouting organization that's, checking how hard someone's throwing, what's their bat velocity, their exit velocity off of their bat. And we do that for 9 to 18 year old kids. Obviously, as the kids get older, there's more of an emphasis on analytics and stats. But beyond just the events and tournaments, what really excites me is my partner, Rick Thurman, and I came into Perfect Game about 5 years old, and respectively, Rick's the chairman and I'm the CEO of the company. And we really saw Perfect Game as a brand and an emerging brand, even though it was in business for 22, 23 years, founded by the Ford family in Iowa, who started it as basically a scouting service to get kids in Iowa recognized because their high school ball was in the summer and they wouldn't be scouted by the normal scouts in MLB and the colleges. So it was a great opportunity for them. But we saw PG as a brand. Like you just mentioned, you go to Dick's Sporting Goods stores now. We're in 250 Dick's Sporting Goods stores. And if you want this shirt, which I'm pointing to PG, or there's a couple of hats behind me, we're there now. And you go to Dick's and we're in their commercials right next to Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Rawlings, and Perfect Game. So our brand has really mainstreamed. And we've seen that take off over the last 5 years. So we have branded apparel. We have branded merchandise. We have gear. We're doing baseballs now. We've had over 14,000 Major League Baseball draft picks come out of Perfect Game. Wow. Over 2,000 have made it to the major leagues. And the company just keeps growing. Like I said, I think when we bought it 5 years ago, it was an event and tournament company. But again, it's a brand. We're now a media company. We launched PerfectGame.tv. We're on Roku. We're on Amazon Freecast. So all those fast channels are emerging as obviously the cable world is changing a little bit, as you see with Bally's. Perfect Game's on the forefront of that. So we have over 2 million social media followers ultimately across the platform. We've had over, 330 million page views over the last year on perfectgame.org alone. So we are a media company now. Like I said, we're a merchandise and apparel company right now. We're a product company. And I think going forward, we're that demographic that whether you're Generation X, a millennial, Generation Z, or Generation A, Alpha, whatever they want to call it today, we're a gateway to four of the most sought after generations of consumers. And, for me, I'm waiting for the Chase Banks to come in, right? I'm waiting for, hey, you want to give a 15-year-old kid a razor because he's about to shave? Gillette, come over here, give out some product sample. So where we sit at the ecosystem of youth sports from 9 to 18 years old, and to me, for a 27-year-old company, sometimes I think of us as a startup still, because there's so many verticals that we're growing and there's so much growth in our future. It's very exciting. And I could talk about it for hours, but I know we have limited time here.
Well, I love it. And I love your shouting out the Gillettes and the Chases of the world, and they should be part of Perfect Game. So if they're listening, we'll make sure that you know how to reach Rob. It's something that, you know, you should absolutely, you know, it's an amazing thing to think about. So talk about how a 9-year-old who is playing in, playing on a baseball team, you know, ends up getting onto a team that's going to play in a Perfect Game tournament. Like how does that all work?
Well, I think, a lot of the 9-year-old kids and 10-year-old kids are starting out in Little League, right? And Little League's a fantastic entry point for baseball. Everyone knows Little League. The Little League World Series is fantastic when it's on TV. I think it's like must-watch TV, one of the highest rated things on ESPN. And we're now at Perfect Game also doing 9, 10, 11-year-old ball, right? But, we do it, I'll call it at the AA level for kids that are just getting started. But we also have 9, 10, 11-year-old more elite tournaments, because at that 9-year-old age, there's a lot of organizations out there. So there's organizations out there that maybe aren't common to everybody out there, but there's teams like the Canes. There's teams like Five Star. These teams are like the Yankees and the Red Sox of travel ball baseball from 9 to 18 years old. Fantastic organizations that help develop players at a young age from 9 years old to 18 years old. And what PG provides, we provide that platform of tournaments. We provide the platform of showcases. And for the younger kids, we want it to be more concentrated on development, right? Like we want the kids to develop at 9, 10, 11 in a less stressful environment, so to speak, right? But it is true. When they get to high school at 14, 15 years old, kids kind of tend to go from it's not just recreational ball anymore. And it's like, hey, I have my eye on a Division I scholarship, or I could be drafted. And the organization ball is stiff competition. If you come to our event in Jupiter, Florida in October, where we have 200 teams, I would probably tell you there's over 500 Major League Baseball representatives and college representatives there scouting the players. And that's some of the best youth baseball that you'll see in America. Actually, it is the best youth baseball under 18 that you'll see in America at that time. So, we provide a platform for exposure for the kids, for the parents, and for the great organizations that help to develop these players as well.
You touched on a little earlier, and you obviously piqued my interest in the kind of things that we at 76 Capital invest in, like companies like Diamond Kinetics, which I know is a great partner of yours. And you talk about measuring the, how hard someone throws, or how, the velocity of their bat speed, or, all those things, So how do you use the latest technologies and the latest companies to really make Perfect Game something that the kids really helps them in their overall development?
Well, it's for, the Diamond Kinetics is a natural, right? The Diamond Kinetics matches the bat velocity. So if a kid is swinging, if their exit velocity is 80 miles per hour and they're trying to get up to 90 and 100, well, you could monitor that, right? And I think it gives the athlete a chance to, sit there and say, hey, I'm weak. I'm only hitting 80 miles per hour. And by the way, we also have something called PG Tech now, where we put a vest on a kid and it could track your entire swing almost in 3D motion and show you where you're weak. So off of that, you can give training exercises to a kid. Maybe their hips are too tight, right? Maybe they're not getting enough torque back on the bat or something like that. So there's so much information that's coming as technology improves to monitor the kids, to benchmark them against other kids, and to improve them, right? I mean, the athletes, when I played, we didn't have any of that at our disposal, right? Like the only thing the coach would tell you, don't throw across your body, right? Or go warm up or something like that, right? I mean, what these
kids or God forbid, get your elbow up, right?
Oh, get your elbow up, right? But today with the Yakker Techs and the Diamond Kinetics and the TrackMans out there, and the baseball clouds, there is so much information. And you could see that's obviously Major League Baseball and NCAA baseball. Analytics is an overwhelming factor in the game today, ultimately. And the training of athletes, they're in go look at players from the 70s versus players today. And the kids are in, you know, great. When I was growing up, Reggie Jackson was one of the bigger players, right? I was a Yankee fan and Reggie was big, and I was a Ron Guidry fan, and he was like 5'11", 160 pounds maybe, right? Or 6 foot. And, you know, everybody is just so fit today and in great shape, and the training takes over at such a young age, and along with the nutrition and the neuroscience, it's the complete athlete is certainly out there and getting better.
Well, I mean, you talk about the innovation, the new technology. How do you and your team at Perfect Game, how are you staying on top of this, on all the new things that are coming down the pike?
Yeah, well, you know, I think we're fortunate to be in that ecosystem of youth baseball. So for us, whether it is the TrackMans or the Diamond Kinetics or the Blast Motions or the Yakkertechs, you know, Perfect Game sits there and I'll say, we're the container. Right. We have 1.5 million kids. And at the end of the day, all these businesses are also trying to increase their revenues. Right. They're not for profits, ultimately. And we can provide exposure to 1.5 million kids on an annual basis, plus their parents. So we see everything right away. We're a fantastic testing ground for a lot of the product. Right. Whether it's new equipment, whether it's a new vest that can go on, whether it's another way to protect your arm. Like at our Jupiter event, we had a company called P-Motion down there, and they were looking at the kids for, you know, are they susceptible to injuries? And what a great technology. I wish that was around, you know, 35 years ago, and maybe I wouldn't have blown out my rotator cuff and labrum. So all that injury care and prevention and that technology, I mean, how many years are we away from watching a football game and having some type of hookup to the player, say, I need to take out that defensive lineman because his power level's 50. It'll be like a video game one day. So we're fortunate to sit there where people do knock on our door, right? So it's really a matter of, we might have 100 people knocking, but we are very selective of what we partner with.
You know, I noticed that you also partner with a number of former major leaguers, some of which that have actually played and as part of Perfect Game as when they were younger. What's that been like?
Well, I mean, the players that are associated with Perfect Game, and you know, just to name a few, the Trevor Hoffmans, the Flash Gordons, the Ryan Kleskos, just an amazing group of Luis Gonzalez, amazing group of guys who love to be around the kids, who love to give back to the kids, who train them. And you know, if Trevor Hoffman's talking about throwing a changeup, I would hope that the kids would gather around and listen, right? Flash Gordon pitched for 22 years in the majors as a starter and reliever. And this guy is out there every weekend working with the kids, giving back. And, you know, it's just a great group of guys. Ryan Klesko, Mo Vaughn, all these guys have such a passion for baseball. I was just on with Ryan Klesko on a call right before this, and we were talking about training and development of kids. I mean, this is a person who thinks about this every day of his life, ultimately. So having guys like that as part of Perfect Game's kind of almost like advisory committee is just fantastic.
And I also see that you work with some really interesting brands that are kind of integrated into your overall business, whether it's energy drinks or other types of, you know, things. So how has that you know, how have you been able to develop those kinds of relationships?
Well, again, that's, you know, it's, you mentioned the energy drink, and of course I am drinking a Launch Hydrate here, right? So I'm giving some free advertising to them. But, you know, Launch Hydrate is, you know, I look at them as, why aren't they the next Gatorade, right? It's, so to speak, less sugar. It has, tastes good. People with a little sour tasting on it, which I think a lot of the kids like. I know my kids like it. I have a 10 and 7 year old. So I think the brands identify with us, and we put a Launch Hydrate into our facility, like in East Cobb, where we play every single weekend. And we could take sales from zero in May to 40,000 in August. And it shows the power of Perfect Game. And that's the same for an Oakley sunglasses. I mean, we've had Endemics. Rawlings has been a fantastic partner for years with us. And, you know, they understand the grassroots level, the Yetis and the Oakleys. I mean, Dick's Sporting Goods has just been fantastic. They're the title sponsor of our All-American game. And I think the younger that you could connect with the kids, you could have a consumer for life. And that's the way I see it. So, you know, when I joke a little bit about the Chases and Gillettes, but that's that's serious is, well, if you can get a kid at 15, 16 years old, you might have a customer for the next 40 years, 50 years, ultimately. So I think that awareness is coming more and more. And, you know, and with our media package being in the millions now, like a million downloads on Roku, a million people watching PG.TV, that didn't exist 3 years ago. So that makes us more attractive to all these sponsors. But you know, Wayne, there's still people that want to let me throw something on a 30-second commercial that nobody's watching today, right? I get it. I'm watching it on the Super Bowl, but I think everybody's changing the channel nowadays for those commercials.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, and I think that's actually a really good segue into your background, right? And why, you know, you and Rick, you know, bought Perfect Game, but maybe just, you know, share a little bit of your background, what you've done in your career, where you grew up, were you a baseball player? Do you have any, you know, coaches or sort of stories around your days back as a youth athlete?
Yeah, no, definitely. So I'll give you where I grew up first. So I'm a New Yorker born and bred. I grew up in Brooklyn in a town called Canarsie. And, you know, I like to say I might not have been an all-star, but I was all neighborhood for like 15 straight years, right, in Canarsie. So, you know, had a great, you know, went to school there, went to high school there. I played everything from sun up to sundown, from baseball to football to basketball. You know, I lived on baseball fields. I lived on football fields. I think I left parts of my body there, whether it's my shoulder, whether it's my back, whether it's my knee. So I've had, you know, multiple surgeries, which are, you know, I played 100%. I was one of those kids who gave 100%, and I probably would have annoyed you if you were on the other team. Right. So I my motor ran and it still does. I'm not a coffee drinker. So it goes full speed. So had a great upbringing there. You know, tough place to grow up a little bit. I had a very tough mother who kept us in line. As you know, my father wasn't around. So, you know, there's a lot of those stories out there. But went to college at City University, Baruch College in New York. And I got my accounting degree, passed my CPA, worked a little public accounting, and then found my way to IMG, the largest sports management and marketing company. And a lot of it was by chance. And I just was very fortunate to get into the place to IMG in the 90s and have, I might not have had a ton of people helping me from an accounting or finance career, but I had media moguls that I reported. So Barry Frank, who's in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame and created the Skins Game, World's Strongest Man, Survival of the Fittest, Battle of the Network Stars, who's president of, you know, ABC Sports. I mean, what a great person. You know, Sean McManus was there, who was the chairman of CBS. I had guys that, Irwin Weiner, who used to work for Arun Arledge at ABC News for years. Jim Bucata, I don't know if you know the name Jim Bucata. He worked at the ABA and was probably was the inventor of the slam dunk contest at the ABA. And, you know, Jim was like a father to me as well. And other gentlemen like Bob Horowitz from a creative side. And then when I went over to when Ted Forsman bought the company in 2004, when Mark McCormick passed away, I mean, Teddy opened my eyes to the whole private equity world. And, you know, Teddy just, I always remember him saying to Rob, you always got to juggle a bunch of things because some of them will fall down and it's not your fault. And the person who's only juggling two items when they fall down, they got nothing else. So make sure you got a lot of balls in the air, he always taught me. And I always remember Barry, too, always said, when you get up and look in the mirror, sometimes you got to remind yourself you're just an employee. And Rob, start your own company one day. And, you know, when we own Perfect Game, it always reminds me of some of those things. But, you know, also with Teddy and then Mike Dolan, who became the CEO of IMG as well after Teddy passed and was the CEO of Young and Rubicam and Bacardi. I was fortunate to have all these people took me in and took me under their wing at a very young age and helped groom me ultimately. And I feel like I had a bunch of fathers and obviously they saw something in me and, you know, their kindness and mentoring helped me become what I am today.
That's amazing. It's amazing. It's, you know, it, you know, looking at what you're doing at Perfect Game today, and hearing what you just, the story about having all these balls in the air, it sort of makes a lot of sense. The difference is, I think, with a lot of the balls that maybe in the past that were in the air, all the things that you're doing are truly moving forward and on the perfect game side, and are really some of the next things. Because when you and I love what you're doing from a media perspective. I mean, I think it's really, really been interesting to see, you know, what you're doing there, being able to allow the kids, their parents, their coaches, their grandparents to watch themselves, have the scouts to be able to then see what they're doing. I mean, that's something that is just, as we were talking about earlier, right? I mean, it's not something that we had as kids when we were growing up.
No, it's, I mean, I wish, don't you wish you could go back and look at your baseball at bats or your pitching from the mound? That would be priceless. And I think what we're doing today, we have something called DiamondCast, which a few years ago, all we were doing was stats. So now we've linked the video up to it. And it's similar to what Game Changer does with Dick's. So now we have the stats and the video, basically two rivers floating as one. So if your kid plays on Saturday and has four at-bats, you can see the highlights of your kid's four at-bats that night and analyze it. And listen, when the kid ages out and he's 18 years old, maybe 20 years from now, he wants to show his son, oh, you don't think dad could hit? Well, guess what? I still have it on video here 20 years later. I think that stuff is priceless. And, you know, for us, you know, every parent and every kid, that access to be able to see their kids at bats and to see their kids' pitches is amazing. And that type of content, and in this day and age with all the kids are so used to video. They're so visual. And, you know, every kid's a content creator today too. So that PGTV platform is open to all the content creators, which every kid is today in this universe.
So, you know, you and Rick have owned the business now for the last 5 years. When you sort of think back over the last 5 years, what are some of the biggest successes that you've had at this point?
Yeah, you know, I think one, you know, Rick, my partner, what a great partner. You know, he's like a brother to me, and, you know, I wish I would have met him maybe 15 years ago. You know, we'd be even further ahead in life ultimately. But, you know, some of the big successes with Perfect Game is when we bought it, it was an event company. It was an operation company. It was a great scouting company, and we still are. The people who work in our scouting and ops are the best in class in the United States doing what they do. And what we did is we saw a brand. So what I think is we've evolved Perfect Game and PG into a brand that there's no reason that this logo right here or the hat, it could be on a volleyball uniform one day. PG.TV is doing baseball right now, but who's to say that we won't do lacrosse or volleyball and host other sports? So I'm really proud of that PG is a brand that's getting more well-known every single day. The Dick's relationship has been fantastic. Our PG.TV media platform is skyrocketing. And in this day and age with our relationship with Roku and everything, that's skyrocketing. And we've all seen the problems with Bally's and the direction of kind of the cable networks. It's changing. The world's changing. So these fast channels and having our own OTT platform is fantastic. And the short form content that we're doing on social media and with our YouTube shorts. So I'm so proud that we're a brand with media, with product and merchandise. And, you know, those are probably the three things that I'm most proud of. And of course, the DiamondCast, you know, the technology side of it is unbelievable. So we've really taken the business into another direction.
That's amazing. I mean, you mentioned just now that you wish you would have met Rick a little earlier. How did you and Rick meet?
You know, what's funny is probably in 2015 or 16, after I left IMG, I was looking into Rick owned Beverly Hills Sports Council, the baseball agency, and he's rep Barry Bonds and George Brett and Trevor Hoffman and Hunter Pence and just a ton of all-stars out there. And we were looking into, me and a group were looking into acquiring his company. It didn't work out, but Rick and I became friends. That started probably in 2015. And, you know, we just hit it off. And realistically, the rest is history. And you know, in 5 years, you know, we're kind of like yin and yang. We work very well together. And we've really done a great job. The Perfect Game people that we've brought on and hired are, you know, they bleed PG. And I think we also really help to inspire them and promote them and reward them for all the effort that they put in. And we've you know, made it, I feel like, very much a family culture around here of growth and camaraderie.
Well, you know, this has been awesome. You know, Rob, having you on our 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show, really appreciate all your thoughts. So excited about what you've done over the last 5 years with PG and what the future looks like. It's pretty amazing. But before we wrap up, I have to ask you, I mean, this is our 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show. To you, like, what does it mean to be a leader? What is it? What do you kind of, when you wake up in the morning and you're going out there and you have, you know, they're going to have these thousands of kids playing in the games. You've got all these employees all over the country. You know, all these people, all these kids who are aspiring to be a major leaguer someday. You know, what does this all mean to you?
You know, well, first, you know, I'm very proud of you know, owning Perfect Game and helping to kind of set a vision. But to me, a leader to me inspires others, right? And mentors others, basically. And, you know, I want people to know that, you know, when it gets tough, I'm going to be in the trenches with them, right? And for me also, it's seeing the potential in your employees and motivating them and rewarding them to get the best out of them, right? And it's helping to set a career path for these people that they know that there's a future here. And I think that's very important. And that to me, you know, on top of that, obviously we're setting the strategy, we're setting the vision, but communicating to the employees and letting them know that you care is really important. And again, we've been through a lot over the last few years with COVID, right? So I think it's very easy to be a peacetime general, right? But, you know, when there's times of adversity, I feel like that's when people really need to lead and you got to get out in front. So I think we've done a great job of that over the last few years. And again, I think we're going to continue to inspire others and we're going to continue to help people reach their potential, whether it's the athletes or whether it's our employees.
Well, Rob, it's been awesome. And I wish you a lot of, you know, luck and success in the future. And hopefully we'll get a chance to not only work together with companies like Diamond Kinetics, but more new technology companies, more new innovative things that we could potentially do together. And just excited about the future of what, you know, what the future of youth baseball and potentially other sports using that PG brand in the future would be pretty amazing to see. So again, continued success and thank you for joining our show.
No, and thank you, Wayne, for the time. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to doing it again one day.